Hi, I'm Dawn with Sunkist Charters. Come and sail with us on a 37-foot endeavor out in the Gulf of Mexico. Up to six people, $100 an hour, three-hour minimum. You can split it between each other. Pet-friendly, bring your own food, drinks, restrooms on board. Make it a memory maker. Call 727-871-7788 or call 727-315-4936. SunkistCharters.com. We'll see you out at the Gulf of Mexico.
Sequence now.
Join the countdown for actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connections.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reese's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reese on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Ha, ha, ha. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am. Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reese Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reese. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
Thank you for joining Hollywood Connections. We're usually at 2 o'clock every week, and today we're at 2:30 to 3 o'clock because I have a special VIP in the studio today at our beautiful Clearwater Beach studio here in Clearwater, Florida. So welcome. Tell everybody your name.
Hello, my name is Joe Finari, also known as Joe Fame, originally from Long Island, New York, but now I live down in Spring Hill, Florida.
Very cool. Well, I want to thank Lisa Vasquez because she said, I've got a connection for you. And then we ended up connecting, and there you are. You're sitting here with the magical headsets on. So anyways, Joe, you have so much that you're working on right now. Tell us a little bit about yourself and your film company.
Yeah, so Fear of Fame Productions actually started about maybe 6 months ago, maybe a little bit more. We started with our first feature titled Hunter's Cabin, which actually shot in 4 days, a full feature. It kind of just blew up after that. We had a guy named Jonathan Montes, who's actually one of our actors, and he kind of just took it to another level where mm-hmm. it just grew so big that the whole community was just so welcoming and welcomed us in so much, and basically just turned into a whole full-blown production company, like right off that movie alone.
Wow. So how did you get interested in films? What, were you an actor yourself before?
I'd done acting prior to. I was an extra in a Seth Rogen film called The Night Before. So Joseph Gordon-Levitt, Anthony Mackie, you get to meet all of them, James Franco. I did a Pandora music commercial. And then I auditioned for Gotham, which I almost got.
Ooh.
But then they went with the other person instead. But
gotcha, it happens.
Yeah.
So, you know, I have a lot of film director friends, and a lot of them are actors as well, and they have agents. And do you have an agent yourself?
No, basically just a one-man show. So I just...
So if you want to go back into acting as well yourself, the film directors I talk to, they're like, you know, I'm just going to write myself in the part. Have you done that?
Yeah, I mean, Hunter's Cabin, I did have my part in it. So I actually had a decent role in it.
Yeah.
Now that I'm doing my other projects, I kind of stay away from it because I do like more of the directing side of things and
right.
controlling the whole team and actually working with the actors to help them be better actors.
Super cool. So let me ask you also, when did you start in film? How old were you?
Not that old. Probably like 2015. So I guess
okay.
Probably 20s in the 20s.
Okay, and then did you go to film school? Did you learn on your own?
Actually, I've been a music person my whole life. I've been DJing for 20 years.
Oh, wow.
Got my degree in music production at Full Sail University. That graduated in 2018.
Actually, Bobby knows that place.
Right down the street from UCF, where I was.
Very cool.
And now I'm actually back at Full Sail now, just getting a certificate program in film.
They are amazing, mm-hmm. Full Sail. I will say, if you are interested in film and music production and all that good stuff. And so once you do that, it's like a piece of cake.
Oh, yeah. Definitely.
Yeah. So super cool. And give everybody your website and where they can kind of look at your work as well.
So fearoffameproductions.com. You can look us up on any social media, from Facebook, YouTube, everything like that. We do have basically brand. Right now, not much is out. A lot of it's in post-production. Like I said, we only did Star only 6 months ago.
Right.
But we are filming a lot. So we just wrapped up on our last short last week. I'm filming my next short for the OIF Challenge on this Thursday. Which is going to be like in Orlando, which is kind of like a film festival. And then we start our next full feature starting in October. And then I also shot another short before that. So about like five projects in the first like 6 months. So
okay.
Yeah.
Are you involved with like the Tampa Bay Film Society or Women in Film? I mean, I would say Women in Film. Guys look at me and go, what? I'm not you. It's men and women can join.
Yeah, no, I heard about that. Right. Actually, I have a couple actors that done interviews with them actually recently. Mm-hmm. Not yet, per se. I've just been just focusing on building my name, building our brand, getting the name out there as much as we can, and try to work on different projects and try to grow as a company and just keep networking because I'm still new. So I'm still just trying to meet everybody, and it's a very friendly community, so it's awesome.
Exactly. It's, you know, never know who you're going to meet that's going to get you to the right connection as well as Hollywood connections. Mm-hmm. So what intrigued me when Lisa was telling me what you were also about a little bit briefly, you're going to be doing a film festival.
Correct. So that was always my number one thing I always wanted to. Originally, I always wanted to do a music festival. That was like always my number one dream.
Right.
But this community is just so like film is just different. Like everyone's more willing to help as best as they can. The music's a little bit more cutthroat, I feel like. So teaming up with these film people has always been a dream since I first started the first film, Hunter's Cabin. I'm like, I kind of want to do a film festival. It could be awesome to do.
Okay. And what kind of categories would you be looking for?
So probably going to be more focused on probably like horror, thriller, drama, comedy, and action probably.
Okay. Well, you have like best actors and everything as well?
Yeah, best actors, best directors, cinematographers, stuff like that. Yeah.
Okay. I know that I have a lot of music people that are watching as well. Will you end up having maybe a music like best
definitely
music artist and musical and a Christian artist or something like that too? Mm-hmm. People I know that they're going to say, help, I want to join.
Best composers, yeah.
And when are you looking to do your film festival?
Sometime next year, looking hopefully around summertime.
Oh, around summer. Okay, so that's a good time
spring,
to get it
summer.
Ready.
Yeah, spring, summer. So that's why we're starting now, doing all the pre of it.
Oh, cool. So we were talking before the show, and I'm like, you know, I have reporters all over, and I would love to give them a chance to get like a Hollywood Connection Award and be judged by their criteria and their shows. Is that something that we could maybe collaborate on?
Of course.
That would be so fun.
You got to be like the leader on that one.
Oh, that would be amazing. Amazing. And then your red carpet events. So you'd have a red carpet event?
Yeah. So I think about doing like a pre-announcement so everyone that's been selected kind of have a party for that. And I'm thinking about even like having an after party after the festival. Done and have a nice after party. I do have some celebrity judges I'm actually talking to right now, which I'm trying to lock in.
Okay.
So I talked to a bunch of them already, and I'm just trying to decide which ones I want to do.
Did I send you Mama Ali? She was married to Muhammad Ali, Kalia Camacho, and she is doing her own films right now. And so I think that'd be good. She would love to probably judge or be a part of this. Mm-hmm. And, you know, we have some celebrities in the area. I don't know if they're living here right now or they're traveling with their many mansions. But, you know, Butch Patrick from the Munsters lives here.
Yeah, you're saying it too.
Yeah. So I know if they're available, I'm sure these people, we can reach out to them as well.
Yeah, that'd be a big help. Like I said, just trying to reach out to really anybody that can that's who's had their name done before.
Exactly. And that makes a difference too when you're at the red carpet and the people are coming in and the news media is here and you've got all the people that are, you know, helping you out and promoting that too. So now if actors want to send you photos, I know people are going to ask me this as well. Can they send you photos to be in your film to audition for anything upcoming?
They can. We just finished casting for our last film.
Okay.
It just ended. It was really tough. We went through a lot of auditions, especially the kids. There were so many talented kids too.
Wow. How long did it take you?
Our audition process took a long time, actually. Probably a month. We went to about 3 rounds.
Oh, wow.
Finally decided. You know, Jasmine is my assistant director. So me, her, and Jonathan, we were sat down all together, and we kind of going through all these people, and we finally decided, okay, let's just do the last round of who we're actually going to choose. And it was tough. Like, I'm now actually adding more parts into the script because they were so good. Mm-hmm. Like, I want to use you, just not the role. So now I'm actually writing them parts into the movie just so they could be in it.
Nice. You know, do you have one for me?
Always. Hi. I can write one for you. No problem.
And Lisa, she's probably driving going, and me too. And Carrie's out there going, me too.
Awesome.
Pick me. Remember that show.
And we're going to need plenty of extras too, so.
Oh, very cool. You know, a lot of people don't realize, you know, because I have a film background in L.A. My acting school is a list of a Santa list. And, you know, some people are like, well, why aren't you doing anything? You know, we know we have a charter business right now, sunkisscharters.com. And I know I have some agents on hold. And the matter of fact is, you know, what is your perspective of being a director, looking at talent, not just as an extra, but also when they're coming in with a good resume and a good acting background, do you look for that training in that, or do you look for somebody, you know, that is just magically talented?
I feel like that every role is meant for somebody different. Somebody can be really talented, but that role may just not fit them for what we're looking for. I see that a lot happens. And some people call me like the Simon Cowell when it comes to auditions, because I'm very tough on it. I'll let you know, we'll reach it back out if we're interested, but usually I'm pretty strict in picking out acting.
But do you look at their resumes and their background to say, oh, wow, you went through theater training, you went through this acting course or this casting director?
And I always make sure I try to do a thorough background check, because a lot of actors don't lie about that, because they usually just say, have you done stunts before? Yes, they haven't done stunts. Or have you done this before? And they say yes, and then their face is blue. And then when you really, okay, can you do it? I don't know how to do that.
So I
try to do a thorough background and make sure that they know what they say they do.
Exactly. Now, do you remember when you gave the scripts to the kids? Was it a long read for them, or did they memorize?
I keep my slides very short. Okay. Usually just like one page, very quick, especially when we're going through so many of them. I don't have time to do, like, I see other directors, they'll send like a 3-page slide.
Right.
And I'm like, that just takes so long, especially when you have like so many people. Mm-hmm. So I try to keep it like one page, very simple, especially for the kids, the most simplest dialogue that was in that scene that I feel like could show the most expressions and the most attitude.
Okay.
And just go off of that. And after a while, you know, you start seeing the kids and it all starts sounding the same.
Right.
Sometimes it's like, all right, they're all so good, but then you start seeing, okay, now they're all starting to sound the same, so then you can start, like, picking.
Gotcha. Yeah. And that's amazing. So who is this beautiful lady over here? Introduce her.
Yeah, so this is Jasmine.
Hi, Jasmine.
She's going to be my assistant director. She's also the writer, helped me write Tribute as well, so that was her idea. I just helped her take Tribute and then turn into a full feature.
Jasmine, I have a question for you. You're so beautiful. You need to be on air. You know, people come here, they're like, oh, I'm not going to be on camera. I'm like, yeah, we have 2 cameras. So Jasmine, what's your background?
I am a photographer. I just started in cinematography probably like 2 or 3 years ago.
Okay.
I started doing shorts in Cleveland, Ohio, and then I just recently moved here about a year and a half ago.
Wow. And so have you both submitted to any film festivals at all yet?
Not yet, because everything's still in post-production.
Okay.
So I'm just trying to make sure that everything comes out really good. But, you know, once we have our short film that we just finished called Late, that just wrapped up, so that should be out pretty quick. I'm trying to release that and our first full feature at the same time.
Gotcha.
And then our next one's going to be for that Orlando Challenge. We should start filming, so that's going to be out really quick, too.
Okay.
And then, yeah.
And what is your background? Did you go to school? Did you go to college for this? Or is this something that you picked up for somebody helped train you? Or
This is something I started straight out of high school.
Okay.
So I always had a passion for it since I was little. So
right.
I've started off first working with influencers on Instagram and TikTok.
Wow.
So I kind of blew up from there, gained a couple followers, and then.
Well, you know what? Hold on a second, because we're on TikTok right now on Dawn Reese Show, and what is your TikTok name?
I no longer have TikTok.
Oh,
but
she no longer has TikTok.
I do, but it's a personal because TikTok got rid of my account.
Oh no, I know. So then Instagram, how are you doing on followers on that?
I have over 14K followers.
What? What do you post? Oh my goodness.
I work with Instagram influencers. So I started off with Orlando-based influencer by the name of Rechief, and just started editing her YouTube videos and kind of skyrocketed from there.
That is amazing. I'll tell you, that's what happens when you have those influencers from all over, and, you know, all of a sudden they start to hit. You know, we had a video, I don't know if I sent it to you yet, it's on my TikTok, under Dawn Reese Show for your drivers. It hit 8.1 million views. I've never had a video go viral. Did you ever have a video go viral?
Yeah, my old TikTok account, I did.
Oh, how many views did you get on one of them that you say that was?
Over like 100K.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Yeah, what did I say? How many? 80, I have to look.
You said 8.1 million?
8.1 million views.
Yeah.
8.1, wow. Yeah, what was a pontoon boat that actually was a sea trawl, and it was kind of sinking because two fishing boats came by, but we had to put the third tune on, and I put the song Pontoon to it, so I think it was a song too.
Yeah.
It's the first video on my TikTok.
There you go.
Super cool. Everybody's saying, hi, everybody. Thank you for the love on TikTok.
Thank you for tuning in.
Yay. So what are your hobbies? What do you do, both of you? I'm going to ask you, Joe. What do you do to relax and just chill? Like, what's your me time?
I wish it was a me time. I feel like
my producer used to say that in LA. He'd say, no, we work 7 days a week. We're doing photo shoots. We're doing production, blah, blah, blah. And I now realize, well, Eb, I'm older than you. I can, you know, like mom and si, you know, age, that you take time out for you when you can. Because people will pull you all directions in this field of Hollywood. So what would you, if you can relax, what would it be?
I mean, when I try to relax, you know, just like try to catch up on shows or movies. That's usually popular.
I mean, do you have a hobby?
I mean, I just been DJing for so long that's been turned to my regular job. So that's like my main thing is a nice DJ. And then if I get a chance, I like to produce music. So I do miss that. So I kind of want to go back to doing that a little bit more, producing.
Music. I know I'm talking about a glass of water. I've been out there in the heat all day and
it's
I have my water in the car. I'm like, Bobby's like, I am not your assistant. I am your engineer. Thank you, Bobby. So tell us a little bit more what your hobbies would be.
Honestly, I'm working almost every day as well, but probably just Netflix or catching up on some shows.
Do you have a favorite actor that you like?
Well, that's hard.
Our favorite comedian actor? I'm going to ask you the same thing, Joe.
Oh, favorite comedian actor? Seth Rogen.
Mm.
Yeah.
Okay, how about you, Joe?
Yeah, I can't say Seth Rogen because I had issues with him on set.
Oh, your favorite actor. I mean, who do you like watching?
I mean, I like all stuff. Well, the person I've been looking up to most lately is actually Kevin Smith.
Okay.
Because he's so good with the independence, even like where he is now, and he still goes back to the roots of how it is to be like an independent director and like, still bring back to that roots. So I've been like more vibing with him lately since he's been doing like his new movies, Clerks 3. And so he's been like up on my top. So I've been like rewatching his old movies again.
Okay. I think mine, I'm going to ask Bobby the same thing. I think mine is Goldie Hawn. Mm-hmm. I like all the other older movie stars, you know. Because they're like, well.
Classic.
Bobby, who's your favorite actor?
Well, you know, I'm all like Clint Eastwood fan type kind of stuff.
Clint Eastwood's good too.
Yeah, that's super cool. So I know, it's 2:47. I told you, by the time we're on the air, we breathe, we blink, and then it's all over with, but almost here. Anything else that comes to mind that you'd like to talk about talent to help them? A lot of people think that they can be famous overnight. Mm-hmm. And when I interviewed Joe Jackson, Michael's dad, I went to Joe's house in L.A. and Encino. I'm like, oh my God, Joe's house where Michael grew up. You know, I said to Joe on a video, by the way, you drivers that are out there, you can go to Don Reese's show, Joe Jackson on YouTube, and you can actually see the video. I was a very young reporter. And anyways, he said, get out there, be known, and strike.
Yes.
And, you know, people come in and go, I'm talented. I don't need to take any acting lessons. What do you say about that?
So it depends. I mean, acting lessons could be beneficial, but depends on the actor that you are. And if you really do need to, there's actors that I can say, yeah, you should use acting classes. Other ones I could see that they're just naturally talented and they may not have to, as long as they keep trying to improve them on themselves.
Right.
Which I see a lot of actors doing. One of my actresses, she's actually been doing a lot of that. She hasn't took any acting lessons, but she's blown up now. She's trying to make a goal to do the most films. She already done like close to 50 films in like 1 year.
Wow.
And she kind of started the same time as I did.
Wow.
That's amazing. Yeah, so she's like really grinding. She's now starting to make some like Hollywood connections and big like SAG projects. I'm now seeing her.
Okay.
She's just grinding. Like, she's probably the hardest working actress I've seen because she's like every day she's on it. She works more than I do just to land roles.
Yeah, I used to send my son's pictures out, you know, when I had an agent back in LA, a couple of them because we could be multi-listed. Mm-hmm. And then I'd send his picture out to some agents and then casting directors with his name on it. And then the agent would call me and say, did you do a mailing? And I'd say, why? She goes, because your son just got booked for Burger King or so, whatever it was at the time, which he was, Burger King boy. And but I was doing all the send out with my agent on there. Mm-hmm. She goes, you need to be an agent. And then later on, I was. So I learned really a lot about the industry.
Yeah.
You know, but I remember wearing high heels, and this agency had, like, we used to have, I'll tell you how long ago this was. It was like, it was a room full of headshots in the drawers. Mm-hmm. And this lady walked in. It was Boca Talent before Anita. Mm-hmm. She saw, I don't know where she's at now. It was a long time ago. But she looked at me, she goes, honey, those are not going to last. I took them off within a half hour. But anyways, so if anybody has a question, I know we have 10 more minutes left. 727-441-3000. If you're an actor and you want some advice, that would be great. Also, tell us a little bit about your history. You moved from New York to Florida. How'd you get, what made you move down here?
That was about like 10 years ago when my parents retired and kind of moved down here. So I kind of had no choice. I had to move down here. But then I did a back and forth from here to New York for a long time, probably for like 8 years, doing the whole snowbird thing.
Okay.
I was still running my DJ company up in New York. So I would go up there for the summer. I would DJ down there. Then it got too expensive, so I kind of just finally settled down here.
So like a DJ, did you play music on air or something?
I did everything. Yeah, so I was a mix show DJ up in Long Island, New York. I also did all the big clubs, big bars.
So do you know our board back there? Do you know how to work that? If Lola ever needs somebody when she gets on a production job? I'm serious.
Probably. Yeah.
Well, give your resume to Lola.
Quick to learn, yeah.
Never know.
It's always good. I always like mess around with stuff like that, too. So
there we go. We have to talk to Lola. Are we hiring? Maybe.
Well.
Possibly.
We have a nice big folder that we can keep a resume in for sure.
You never know. No, I'm excited to talk. You're actually having your own podcast as well.
Yeah, so I teamed up with this girl named Danielle. She does a lot of pageants. So she's really big into like the pageant world, but she's now doing a lot of travel and stuff, and she wants to do more podcasts and more blogging, and she's trying to work out a deal with Disney right now. So basically she booked all these crazy vacations, and I'm supposed to go out with her and just kind of just film it for her and start documenting it all. And then she's like, let's just do a podcast. She's been wanting to work with me for a while. So we're like, let's do a cool podcast.
Well, if you ever want to do a show here, we'll talk about that for sure. You could bring her here. You know, beauty pageants is my background. I don't know if you know this. I've judged for 40 years. And I was 1982 in the Mrs. America pageant. I was like this young thing, if I know what I know now. And there's some state and national titles. And the judging world is amazing, you know, because I travel all over. For all you older drivers that are out there, not older, you know, in my age group, Lauren Chapin from Father Knows Best, she played Little Kathy. We toured together with National American Miss, and they'd fly us all over the United States. And we had so much fun, but, you know, it's not where people say, oh, you're judging a pageant. We worked our tail off. I mean, we were very, very busy. That was phone because your husband's on the phone. That's what's calling me. He knows I'm on the air.
That's funny.
So, so tell her I'd like to talk to her because does she hold a title now?
She's been hosting them for a while now, for a few years. She does the really big ones, so she's been doing it for a while.
I need to tell her because I want to
be. I think it's called Little Miss Florida, I think, or something like that. I have to look at the name again, but she does all the
Well, if she's watching and you talk to her, tell her to get in touch with me. And I know Lisa wants a lot of my beauty queens. I have beauty queen reporters.
Okay.
And they go on the red carpet, and then I train them to be on shows and get their own show and. From that point on, and Carrie Kay will be up next with her health and wellness show with Living a Healthy Lifestyle. So they're looking to judge pageants as well. So if she knows of any that are looking for judges, they're ready to go. I know Lisa's probably saying she's driving in the car. She said, my phone just went dead. I said, Lisa, you're supposed to call in.
Yeah.
She's supposed to be here. So your plan for the next couple weeks, you're going to be working on the film festival?
Yep, so basically we're going to start filming our next short this Thursday coming up, which is going to be really fun, that we're going to put into the challenge, and then basically going to be editing a lot and then starting to prepare for our next movie. But then I got to start doing all this film festival, so I got to get the locations, going to start reaching out to more celebrities and try to get that ball rolling. So we still got a good solid team, still looking for any type of people who want to help. You know, any volunteers are always welcome for that too.
Right, I know a bunch of ladies that love to volunteer, and they're always like, I want to volunteer for this film festival. So that's super cool. And then also tell us your website one more time.
Yeah, so it's fearoffameproductions.com. Fearoffamefestival.com will happen. It's just I just bought the domain, so I haven't built it yet, but it will be there.
Okay, and then where can they send headshots and resumes over to you for feature films?
Yeah, so you can email me at contact@fearoffameproductions.com.
Okay, that would be cool. And then I know that this, you know what I did before? I had a lot of film directors come here. Mm-hmm. I don't know if maybe you're interested in this. It would be kind of fun. Mm-hmm. And you can audition the talent live on the air. We would do an hour show.
That'd be fun.
I'll be back to an hour show very soon as well. We're working hard with Sunkist Charters, I want to tell you. And we got a pontoon boat. So mm-hmm. I have film directors looking at that for music videos. It's mm-hmm. a 28-foot. And then we've got the sailboat that's a 37-foot. But they would come here and they'd read on the air and audition on the air. So you'd kind of take your top ones, and then they also get, you know, a copy of everything. That might be something you might be interested in the future.
Yeah, that'd be definitely fun, yeah.
And then tell us, within our closing moments here, what are your films about? Can you kind of go into detail?
Yeah, I mean, mostly it's kind of like in a horror genre. So Hunter's Cabin, the brief summary of that first film was two brothers, they end up killing their parents when they were younger, get sent away to a psych ward. And then they break out of the psych ward to return back to the cabin because that's their home. And then they see that it's been rented out by people, and they don't know, like, who are these people in my home? So they go on a killing spree to basically try to get their cabin back.
So did you write that?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. So what inspired you to write that one?
It was just I just think of random topics. I was actually at a bar where I DJ at. The bouncer was like, hey, we should make a horror movie. I'm like, okay. I'm like, didn't think anything serious of it. And then I was like, okay. He said, what will it be about? And I spoke the whole begin to end. And he's like, that's awesome. Let's make it happen.
Wow.
So I can make any topic. You give me like any topic, I can make a whole begin to movie on the fly.
Somebody told me, I have this beauty queen, and she was doing horror movies. She's in Orlando, and she's now a wrestler.
Mm-hmm.
Alexa, if you're listening, I'm sure you are. She was like, she had this like knife, you know, in her hands. And it was like, it reminded me of the movie Carrie.
Mm-hmm.
And I can't, not that, you're Carrie. You know what I'm saying? I'm not bringing your name. Forget it. I just put my foot in my mouth. Anyways,
locked the door.
Anyways, and I said, oh my god, they should do something with beauty pageants. Like, here's this girl with this thing. You know, I mean, because she had that look, and she still does. Like, you could do like a beauty queen horror movie.
If you want to do one, we can write one. We can do that for next year. We can write one.
Alexa is amazing. Mm-hmm. She is so, you know, when she gets into her makeup and stuff, she does the horror makeup and stuff. And I'm the only horror movies that I think I've ever watched was The Others. That's or Hocus Pocus. Mm. I think those are the kind of...
Hocus Pocus is horror, but okay.
that's like my thing. I mean, what's like your horror movie that you've watched that you went, wow, it's really cool?
I mean, all horror movies are now kind of like the same to me, but I do like, you know, classic horror films from like Halloween. So that's what tribute's kind of about. It's basically paying tribute to classic horror films from like the 80s and 90s.
Okay.
So it's kind of like a Scream / Halloween, Night on Elm Street, Friday the 13th type of vibe. And it's just paying like tribute to those type of films.
Gotcha. Do you think you'll do any other films? Like any other, like,
yeah.
I'm just saying other
of
genre?
Of course. Oh, yeah, of course. Because like our short film that we just did late, that was more like kind of like a little thriller, drama, not really horror at all. Next year we're doing an action movie.
Okay.
I'm going to go cricket. I'm probably going to do a rom-com, like a romance comedy. I'm going to end up doing. Yeah, I'm going to do a bunch of genres. I'm not trying to be stuck in one lane. I'm trying to really branch out.
That's all. Yeah, I see that. You're just kind of like Godspeed ahead.
Yeah.
We only have 3 minutes left. And tell everybody, do you do headshots as well for talent? Like if they need a good headshot for film and TV?
Yeah, I do. You can find all of that on my Instagram. I also have my portfolio on there.
Okay, give your Instagram one more time.
It's at your photo taker.
Oh, that's easy.
Yeah.
I like that. So how much, just a little kind of an idea, you don't have to give it. What would your price be for somebody that needs a headshot for acting?
For a simple 30-minute headshot, I only charged $80.
That is a really, really, really good price, I want to tell you. And then do you give them on a disc then, or do you send it to them in the email?
I send it via email. If you want it on a USB disc, I can do that as well.
But. And then just print it out?
Yeah.
Okay, so do you come to their home, or do you meet on location, or how does that work?
I do location-based.
Okay.
As of right now.
There's some really pretty walls in downtown Clearwater. You know, there's a pink wall that I want to get a headshot done. I just passed it.
There's also one thing that actually ties into the headshots. We actually do demo reels. So if you have
familiar
actors, we do demo reels. So we do that in Orlando, at the Orlando studio a lot.
Okay. Boom. That's important. Tell us, because we have 2 minutes left, tell us what a good demo reel is.
So basically a demo reel is, you kind of want something that's going to show different expressions. So we will write like 2 to 3 different scenes. So I customize the scenes for you. I write it personalized for you.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. And then, so it could be like an action scene, or it could be like a you're sad, you're angry, you're happy. It could be like any type of different expression. So you do like three different scenes that's showing three different type of emotions.
Okay.
And it kind of shows that you could do different styles. So when
demo reels, because you know agents now are asking for demo reels, and I know people are asking. I know one agency said they won't take talent unless they have the COVID shot. Mm-hmm. Some other ones are not. Some are saying that you need to have the shot to be on a set. It kind of ranges. I'm telling people, somebody's asking me that question right now. So it depends on the film and the film company. Mm-hmm. Well, I'm Dawn Reese. Stay tuned. I'm probably on my way to Texas. For those of you that are listening, I have 20 seconds. My brother passed away over the weekend. Gave me a text and said, having heart attack, bad ambulance here, and he passed away of a blood clot. He was only 60. So keep our family in your prayers, and the services will be in Texas. So I think I'm driving. So, but God bless. Remember, bent knees, break chains. I'm Dawn Reese. We'll see you next time. God bless you.
Thank you again.
All right. Thank you.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.